following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. During the holiday season, there's so much to celebrate and so many people to thank. Why wait until Christmas? Send something that will truly stand out from everybody else. I recommend a bright and festive bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. And this week only, 1-800-Flowers.com is giving my listeners something to celebrate. Half off the Holiday Rose and Calla Lily Bouquet. You get a dozen red roses, six white calla lilies, a clear glass vase for only $29.99. Regularly $59.99. Why are we always waiting until Christmas or Valentine's Day to send flowers? I don't. Send them on a Tuesday. Send them on a Wednesday. And right now, for half off, send the Holiday Rose and Calla Lily Bouquet. To get it, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on the radio mic upper right side. Type in Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Don't wait until Christmas. Do something special this week.
Do you ever get tired of listening to Doug and Daddy talk sports? Do you enjoy singing with your friends? Do you wish you could sing with Doug and Daddy? Like any other pair of Q-list celebrities, Doug and Daddy are going to try to make a little extra money with their own karaoke album. Take a listen to some of their favorites.
So I put my hands up to playing our song, the butterflies fly away.
Well, I had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Don't get mad when you feel a little feel on it. To the end of the road. Teenage dream, the way you turn me on.
Yeah, we don't ever have to play that again.
Come as you are.
Would you quit it?
Yeah, let's stick with sports.
You do realize you made a mistake, right?
Yeah, I kind of feel like the guy that invented tartar sauce.
Who the hell invented tartar sauce?
Merritt, look it up for us, because we don't have a clue.
Well, while I do that, let's go to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Daddy, I got to ask you right off the top here. You know, we talked a little bit about all the sports that went on yesterday.
Hold on. Saints just scored again.
And don't call it a comeback, by the way. And you know what I'm talking about. How was your Thanksgiving feast? I had creamy green beans.
Did you?
I had pumpkin pie. No turducket, though.
I did not have. I had turkey and ham both, but wonderful. Feast was actually wonderful.
Awesome. Ham? You say you had ham?
Did have ham.
That was good. Noah Keller's going to join us here in just a moment. The Kearney High grad playing in the MAC championship game against Northern Illinois coming up on Friday night. He will be joining us. Daryl Morris, UNK head football coach, will be joining us here just after that, about 11:15, his weekly Tuesday visit. I was hoping we could do a couple more, but we can. It's just that there won't be any more football games to talk about. We'll talk with the coach here in just a little bit. And Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network to chat basketball, because apparently that started already.
It did start, and they started off very well. I think if anybody would have taken this Nebraska record at this point and seeing the numbers of points they're putting up, I think anybody would have taken that too. But right now, Doug, we go to the University of Ohio campus. Frank Solich is
number one party campus in the world.
They don't have a chance to party, do you, Noah?
No, never.
Noah Keller joins us. He's a linebacker getting ready for the championship game. Noah, we appreciate the time. I know you've got meetings in a half hour. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just getting ready for that conference championship game, I guess.
Well, big fella, how's the year gone for you? We got a chance to talk to you at the beginning of the year, and you're like a 12th-year senior now, so you're just kind of kicking it back, enjoying, you know, another year of college. But it looks like it's been another fun year, injury-free for you for the most part.
For the most part, got a couple dings here and there. Hamstring bugged me there in the beginning of the season. That was fine, and then it kind of re-aggravated this last game. But other than that, doing fine, staying healthy, and, got my team right where we want them.
Noah, talk about playing in the middle of the week like you guys do. Very seldom do you have a regular routine as the normal college kid that plays football. You play Saturdays. You guys can play Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays. How difficult is that for you?
Majority of the season there until our last 2-3 games or whatever, it was a regular season, pretty typical. But then, okay. Yeah, it just kind of throws it off there towards the end. You're kind of missing some classes. You got to work with your professors here and there. And, you know, it's just a little different feel, but it's definitely good exposure for our program and, you know, a chance to get in front of nationally televised audiences so I can understand why they do it.
Now, most people that are in their senior year of college are limping home, taking some easy classes. When you're pre-med, I'm guessing that isn't the case.
Luckily, I was able to have an easier schedule. I didn't even have to be a full-time student this fall because I was taking the classes I needed to graduate. But I still did have a couple of tricky classes in there that I had to study for and whatnot. But as of today, since 1 week ago, I'm an official college graduate, so that's nice.
There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Noah Keller, just another outstanding Kearney product, and the MAC Conference Scholar Athlete of the Week. Is that like a huge, like a crystal bowl, or is that like a certificate?
I don't think you get anything for it. You get a pat on the back, I think, is about all. But it's definitely a nice honor to receive.
Just one more on that. Does Coach Solich, when he was here at Nebraska, and one of the proud things at the university is they have more of the scholar athletes than any other school in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Does he talk about that, or do other coaches? I mean, I know every college they pull you aside at the beginning of the year and focus on your studies, but does Coach Solich have a special place for that?
He definitely does take academics very seriously, and it definitely shows. I think so far this year, I don't think we have a single person that is going to be missing any postseason play due to any academic issues. So I think that's definitely an omen to what he's done with his staff and his academic support staff. So I think they've definitely done a great job with that because, I mean, as you know, it can sometimes be an Achilles heel for some teams.
No, enough of the school talk. Northern Illinois, championship game Friday night. What problems their offense pose? I see the total number in this ball game is 66. I don't know if you know what that means. That's an over-under deal in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But that means points are going to be scored. You got to stop this team from scoring, it looks like.
Yeah, they definitely, when you look at some of their scores from early in the season, you know, they've got some almost look like basketball scores up there, but they definitely have a good offense and can produce points and put points on the board. And all kind of starts with their quarterback, Chandler Harnish, who is definitely one of the leading contenders for, you know, Conference Player of the Year. He can do it with his legs and his arms, and he's definitely a great leader for that team. So you got to kind of try to take him out of his running game and force him to throw, and then hopefully you can get him to make some mistakes, and that's sort of the game plan we're going in with.
Haven't played them yet this year. That's not always the case in championship games. Sometimes they're rematches. So is that a good thing that you guys haven't battled this year?
I think so. I always like kind of playing new teams. We played them 2 years ago, and it was a good game. Kind of came down there to the fourth quarter. So I'm definitely looking forward to being able to play them again and getting to play, you know, the two top teams in the conference, getting to battle it out.
Noah Keller of the Ohio Bobcats, Kearney High graduate, with us here for a couple of minutes, getting ready for the MAC championship game on Friday night. Noah, the team hit a little bump in the road there with back-to-back losses to Buffalo and Ball State, very close losses. You guys have not lost since, 5 wins in a row. What was going on at that time, and what changed to get you guys back on the right track?
We were just not playing as well as I thought we could. We did lose some key guys there. I remember that Buffalo game was kind of what started, you know, almost a snowball effect, and it was almost ready to, you know, kind of cash in. But turnovers, you know, were a killer there, and definitely just we had a lot of injuries and just guys in key positions, and I don't think our team necessarily knew how to react at that time. But we kind of, you know, dug in and rallied around each other, and since then we've been just knocking out wins.
No, did it take somebody like you? I mean, did you rely? I mean, did you say, hey, I got to be the one? Did you get the guys together and say, hey, I don't want to go out like this. We can't keep it. We got to quit this snowball deal. We can't keep losing. Or what did you do in that situation?
Yeah, it was definitely one of the things that I got up and kind of approached the team with. And there's also lots of other, you know, great senior leaders on this team and just leadership in general that I wasn't too worried about it at the time, but there was, you know, kind of a little bit of doubt there in the back of my mind where I was a little nervous. And luckily we got a few breaks there. We kind of started getting it rolling. We caught a few breaks, and we were able to put ourselves in the position where if we won out, we'd be going to the conference championship game. So I think just being able to, you know, have that opportunity was definitely the benefit for our team.
And Noah, obviously a win makes a big difference on where you go to a bowl game and who you play. A Big Ten team, if you win this thing, maybe a Northwestern or something like that. If not, there's not a whole lot of time. You turn around, you play that first Saturday of the bowl season. Most likely you go to Idaho. Do you guys talk about that? I mean, that would be motivation for me.
Yeah, it's definitely you know, the bowl games are always nice. I've been to, you know, bowl games the past 2 years, and it's always just a, you know, nice little treat, like a, you know, kind of a pat on the back for a successful season. So it's definitely a nice thing. Right now we're just kind of focused on getting the win and kind of let the rest of it take care of itself. But there's definitely kind of three bowls there that, kind of talking with some of our coaching guys on the coaching staff and our director of football operations, that, you know, are kind of the main three bowls. And as of right now, it's all kind of up in the air. It kind of comes down to who they necessarily want, to what they think will draw the best crowd and draw them the best revenue. So it's always, you know, kind of a money-making deal there. So obviously it'll just kind of have to wait and see how the game turns out.
No, obviously you've been here before in this studio. You know how it works. You know we have very, very few listeners. Would you like to guarantee a win?
What's that?
Would you like to guarantee a win?
Oh, I can't do that. But I can tell you this, if you tune in and watch, you'll see a very competitive football game, and we'll be out there doing our best to bring home the W for the Bobcats.
Number 47, kicking ass on your television screen this Friday night.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a great football game. Noah, have you got emotional over all this? This is it, the last couple games for you in your career.
I know, it still hasn't hit me yet. Had senior night this last week, had my family up, so that was nice. And still hasn't hit me yet that I played my last game here at Peden Stadium, but I know after the season, I'm sure it'll kind of sink in and be a little more surreal then.
Hey, best of luck, buddy. Just play your ass off on Friday night and let the chips fall, and we'll see you. We'll see you when you get home for Christmas.
All right, will do. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Noah. Noah Keller, outstanding linebacker for Ohio, all-conference. Last year was supposed to be his senior year, got his leg tore up in the Ohio State game, and got the medical red shirt, which he'll know something about because he's going to be a doctor if he doesn't play a lot at the next level, and he's got a chance to.
Oh, yeah, he's got a chance to. I asked him about that last night. I said, well, you know, you're a linebacker. How many times can you bench press 225 pounds? And, you know, that's one of the deals they do at the combine. He said, 27's been my best. 27.
Knew it right off the top of his head, too. It's amazing. All conference selections out of the Big Ten. Wisconsin, the only team that had more than Nebraska. Brett Maher. Not many people get to do a lot of things. Punting and kicking or a returner. That's the only way you can make these teams more than once, I think, and Maher does it. We'll talk more about that in a little bit, but when we come back, UNK football coach Daryl Morris right after this.
What do you get when you take an off-road legend and make it the most luxurious SUV in its class? Recognition. And the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Summit has gotten plenty of that. Which is understandable when you consider that its interior leather is more luxurious than that of the Lexus RX 350. It's even been named one of Ward Automotive's 10 Best Interiors. Just settle yourself into the heated and ventilated Napa leather-trimmed seats and wrap your fingers around the hand-stitched leather of the wood steering wheel, and you'll agree that it's earned each and every one of its numerous awards. And as the accolades keep piling up, you have to wonder if the only thing our luxurious interior doesn't include is a trophy case. The 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever.
Most luxurious SUV based on Overland model in 2011 Ward's middle sport utility vehicle segment when compared to the Jeep Grand Cherokee Overland Summit. AMCI testing certified, comparably priced and equipped models. Jeep is a registered trademark of Chrysler Group, LLC.
Good cheer, good luck, good health. May your Christmas be filled with the best of everything for you and yours, leaving season's memories to treasure. Happy holidays from RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna, Shelton, and Loup City.
During the holiday season, more than ever, our thoughts turn gratefully to those who have made our progress possible. Thank you and best wishes for the holiday season and Happy New Year from everyone at Glenwood Telephone Company, serving South Central Nebraska.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating spray-on bed liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating spray-on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
The high school fall sports season is in the books, and what a season it was. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the only radio station in Nebraska to bring you all six state football championship games. And we keep things going beginning in December with the high school winter sports season, the very best basketball and high school wrestling in the area. And don't forget to keep up on all the latest from around the area. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school sports right here on ESPN.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 44 for a high. North winds will also stay at about 5 to 10. Then skies will remain clear tonight with a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but
you're losing Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Today is Tuesday, and every Tuesday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island, it's Wing Basket Night. For just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors every Tuesday night. Get them hot, get them sweet, get them with a zing. Maybe you get two baskets. Maybe you get three baskets, and you get all different kinds of flavors. Whatever you do, each basket only $5 every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Go on in tonight and check out what's going on in the world of sports, ACC, Big Ten. There's a lot of basketball to be talking about. We'll be talking with Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network in the second half of the show today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. But while you're there at the Chicken Coop, don't forget you don't have to wait for sporting events at night. You can catch a great lunch every day. They're open 7 days a week. Great food and drink specials every night. Great lunch specials every day. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. And it is time on this Tuesday to catch up with the head football coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, Darryl Moores. Now, can we officially now MIAA now yes. That the season's over?
I believe so. Coach, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
Well, I mean, we're stinging. I can only imagine how the coaching staff is still doing. Has it set in yet? Has it settled in yet that that it's just time to move on and hit the recruiting trail?
Well, I mean, it is, whether, you know, it still stings and we're still kind of in a funk about it, but still trying to figure out, you know, what happened in that first half. But recruiting does start and you got to move on, and that's what we're doing.
What did happen, Darryl? I mean, obviously, we know the ball bounces off the pads and Wayne puts together their only good drive on the opening drive of the game. I mean, what did happen in your
eyes? Well, the initial interception was basically just Jake Spilteberger and Tommy Flanagan being on a different side of the page, and Jake thought he was going to stem it outside, and he went inside, and the ball gets picked off, and then we can't get the guy run down, and, you know, they score a touchdown, we're down 14-0 pretty quick. And then, you know, we get some ricochets off of some other guys, and guys pick them off and put the defense. So, I mean, it's the same old story all year long for this particular football team. Was just turnover, turnover, turnover.
Darryl, I know it's the first play of the game, but how are you? I'm not attacking these kids because they are my favorite Division II football players. I love Jake. I mean, how can you not be on the same page the first play of the game?
Well, it's not that they're not on the play. It's basically what Jake was reading and what Tommy was reading. I mean, they're pattern reading as they run the route, so they are reacting to what the defense is doing on the move. So, I mean, it is telepathy somewhat, although they are supposed to be kind of seeing the same thing. But it happens in the NFL all the time. I mean, it's that's why it's the game of football. I mean, it's the most complicated team game on earth, and you got one guy looking at something as he's running full speed down the field, and you got another guy looking at the same thing as he's backing up, and you hope that most of the time they see the same thing.
I thought maybe we were going to try and break number 8 sternum right off the bat to get him out of the game.
We would have had to use a baseball bat to do that, I think.
Jones had 3 picks. I had all 3 of the picks in the football game. Their defensive player of the year in the conference for Wayne State, Michigan, Daryl Morris, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about Saturday's playoff game and in a moment kind of the season as a whole. When did you feel that it was going to be one of those days? Because let's face it, we sat there in the press box, and it was 31-0 at halftime, and it could have been 49-0.
Sure.
For as many turnovers as there were, the defense made some stops. They missed a couple of field goals. I mean, it's 14-0, and you guys are still in the game, and still the ball just won't bounce your way.
Well, I would say at halftime, I think we probably knew we were in big-time trouble. You know, I mean, when it was 14-0, there was still, we were only at the 9-minute mark of the first quarter, so there was still a lot of football to be played. But, you know, so you think, okay, we've gotten that out of our system, and maybe things will straighten out for us a little bit. And, you know, it just did not. I mean, we talked about the fact that they would be punting into a very stiff wind multiple times. We would get multiple Peter calls on punts. I mean, we talked about that for 2 straight days to our punt return team. And sure enough, the first time they punt the football, it hits Ryan Lindrum, you know. So it was just one of them days. It just was not our day.
What's the coach say to you, Daryl, when you guys make a valiant comeback in the second half? What's he say to you when he shakes your hand?
Well, I think he said good game or something like that. You know, I mean, I don't really listen, to be honest with you. I'm not in the mood to listen to the opposing coach. I mean, the NCAA says you got to shake hands, so that's what I do, and I just keep moving on. You know, I mean, I'm not a good sport getting beat like that, so I grin and bear it and, you know, move on to the next guy, shake his hand.
Did you have a feeling that there was a chance to come back when it was 31-14?
Well, you know, I did. And we told the kids at halftime, hey, look, there's absolutely nobody here except the guys in this room that believe we can come back and win this football game. I told them we've scored 47 points in one quarter before. So, you know, we can do it again. It was extremely unfortunate, again, to fumble the ball on the 2-yard line the first time we had the football in the – you know, in the second half. I mean, if we drive that one in and things run the course and we make the two-point conversions that we did not make, I mean, it's 38-30. And we're back in that ball game, you know. So, I mean, it was just extremely unfortunate for it to come down that way for us. But, hey, they made plays. They had good enough athletes. When they picked the ball off, they turned into running backs and were able to take it to the house, you know.
Daryl Morris with us here for a couple more minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's put the turnover thing to bed with this. Was it overshadowed because the defense you guys actually were plus in turnovers for the year? It just, you guys may have been the one team that led the nation or was close to the nation's top in giveaways and takeaways?
Well, I bet we probably are, you know, and it's unfortunate that we had a defense that could actually come up with that many turnovers, but yet just about every time they would get one, we would give one back. Had we been a football team that took care of the football offensively, there's no question we'd be in the national rankings in terms of creating turnovers in ratio. So, you know, we were extremely fortunate that our defense was as ball hawkish as they were, or we could have been 30 turnovers to 2 or 3, you know, takebacks. So defense played well. They had one good drive. That was the opening drive, and the rest of the time was the offense giving them the football someplace good.
Daryl, obviously, with the success you've been able to have the last couple, 3 years, not only are you going to lose players to graduation, you're going to continue to get transfers in here from South Dakotas and from Wyoming, places like that, but you're also going to lose coaches. Anybody right now you don't expect to have back?
I think I've got a couple coaches that are looking at some jobs that have opened up, and I'll just have to wait and see how that transpires and what all comes of that. I mean, that's an ongoing every year deal for me. I hate Christmas time because all I do during Christmas time is try to find a coach, you know, to get in here in time to start teaching and coaching and recruiting and all that kind of business. But you know, that's just the way it is.
Now that we take a look at the season as a whole, I mean, everybody now just wants to throw this thing Saturday out and remember everything that happened before that. Is it too soon to look back and talk about all the good things and all the all-conference awards and things like that?
Yeah, I, you know, for me it is. I mean, I'm, you know, we're still trying to figure out, and I'm still trying to figure out as the head football coach what I did not do well enough to prepare my football team to play better than that in the first half of that ball game. We had a week off. We thought we were doing the right things, giving them some rest, practicing shorter without full pads on to try to minimize injuries and get guys healed up and double training room visits. And, you know, we thought we had them mentally prepared. We thought we had a great game plan in place. We thought, you know, so I'm still trying to figure out where I went wrong. So until I can get that figured out or become satisfied with my own answers to my questions, I'm probably not going to, you know, do that.
What was the first touchdown? Was he inbounds, Darryl? Have you looked at it?
You know what? You can't see it on the film. It's too far away. So.
Yeah, where he was out of the catch made at the one, and then, of course, they take it in. Darryl, as a big picture now, Jake's, we used to joke when we started this show that it was a new quarterback, not every season, but like every other game. Now Jake goes out as a Harlan Hill finalist, and you're going to have to find somebody new. Where are you at in that position? I've heard maybe you got to go look at some JUCOs or maybe go find a kid. Where are you at right there?
Well, we got a couple kids on. We got Eric Kaiser and we got Chris Tyler out of Omaha North, and Eric Kaiser's Kyle Kaiser's brother. They're two young quarterbacks. We still have Kevin Romero on staff here, who is a junior college transfer, been on the club a year or a couple years, actually. And then we probably are going to see if we can't find us another guy to throw in that mix and develop some competition, hopefully get a guy in here in December and get a guy in here to compete a little bit with those guys. But, you know, we're going to have a new quarterback next year. It's going to be a guy that's not played a lot of football here, never started a game here for us. So, I mean, that is the reality of our situation.
Riker Fife. Riker Fife.
Sorry. Yeah, as coach cannot comment on any kids that are still in high school. But and last question, we'll let you get out of here with this. MIAA, things change, different conferences, different opponents. And again, everything's going to be mirrored to what Nebraska did because they're a year ahead of you guys and going through and seeing a new team that you haven't played before. Are you ready for this?
Well, I mean, you know, right? You know, ready or not, here they come, right? So, I mean, you know, we're gonna. We don't have to do it next week, but we've been trying to prepare ourselves the best we can as a football staff, prepare this football program to play in what I would consider the toughest Division II football conference in the United States of America. So, you know, Wayne State of Michigan is probably a middle of the road MIAA team, and we were down 31-0. So, you know, it is weighing on my mind. I'm constantly in conversation with my boss, the athletic director, and he's in conversation with his bosses about, you know, what this institution is going to do to help us be competitive in the MIAA. And, you know, this is the one sport at UNK where if you put an inferior athlete on the court or on the field, that athlete, that student athlete is going to get physically punished. And I just don't believe we can allow that to happen.
Darryl, we've enjoyed the entire season. Enjoyed the ride. That's all I can say, no matter how much it stings right now and how much of that first half just sucked. We really enjoyed the ride.
Appreciate that, guy. I do get some solace out of the fact that there are a billion Chinese that don't really care. So, you know.
Well, and we're inside, and the only wind is coming out of Daddy's hole. So, hey, Coach, thanks for the time. We'll do it again when recruits get a little closer.
Thanks, fellas.
Take care. Darryl Morris, head football coach. As I said yesterday, the word is frustrating. There's nothing you can do about it. You have to think that UNK was still the better football team, but that's why you play the game so that the other team has a chance to win. And I got an interesting note here. Peter Yazvak, the SID, says that with Akron looking for a coach, Paul Winters, the head coach of Wayne State, Michigan, is an Akron guy and might actually be on that list.
Well, and
I should have looked at him the first time.
You know what? I looked at him across the field, and I certainly don't see a guy dumb enough to hire Kevin Cosgrove, so he's probably a very viable candidate there.
Oh, good Lord. You know
what? That's a great explanation, I think, that Darryl gave, and you're right. And I just figure we've got a scripted play. We know we're going to – I mean, the plays are scripted. We know the first play when we go out there. I'm thinking, how can we not be on the same page? Well, if you're reading the cornerback coming up, dropping off, and one person sees it differently, totally changes the route. I mean, from the end zone view right in front of me.
Flanagan's out four games. I mean, a significant portion of the season. So you can't say that they ran patterns all year together. Yeah.
From our end zone view right in front of us, it looked like we're just throwing it right to the plan is to go attack number eight, see if he catches. And, I mean, I know that's not the plan, but it would look like he just standing there. Ball goes. I mean, you could not have taken the laser pointer and put the red deal on his chest. That's where the ball went, and it was like, what was that?
Great throw.
I'm not mad at Spitzelberg. I'm not mad at anybody. I mean, whatever, but I just wondered, and I got the explanation.
Even after all that happened, it's still 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. I had in my mind that, okay, they've survived. Everything that has happened in this first quarter, they have survived. And then the punt. The punt at the end of the quarter. Let's take a break. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to talk to Andy Markowski. He is with the Husker Sports Network. Talk a little bit about basketball. And the Big Ten Championship is Saturday night here on ESPN Radio. Don't forget to go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the ATS Hot Topic. Who do you think will win, Wisconsin or Michigan State? Who do you think got again, Daddy?
I'm going to take Wisconsin. Very, very close, like 49-4.
Back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. What do you have planned for tomorrow? A meeting, a dinner with family or friends? What about a computer disaster? The reality, it could happen to any of you at any moment. You could lose your most important files instantly. Financial records, music collections, photos. Get Carbonite Online Backup today so you can rest easy tomorrow. This isn't an option. You've got to have Carbonite Online Backup. I do. You set it up once, then relax. Your computer files will be backed up automatically once you're connected to the internet. If a computer disaster happens, you can recover your backed up files with just a few clicks. And here's the thing. It's $59 for the entire year. Includes unlimited backup, plus anytime, anywhere access to those files. I've got Carbonite. It's not an option. You've got to have it. Go to Carbonite.com. Type in the offer code COLIN for a free trial, plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com, offer code COLIN. A computer disaster could happen at any moment.
The holiday season is upon us. That means turkey dinners, snuggling by the fireplace, late-night Christmas lights, and quality time with friends and family. Here at the Midway Auto Dealerships, we enjoy the very same things and understand your time this holiday season is more valuable than ever. And that's why we're committed to our exclusive Midway hassle-free advantage. Our lowest price on every vehicle every day, 1 year free maintenance, complimentary vehicle history reports, car washes for life, the largest selection of vehicles in central Nebraska, and much more. At Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, our goal is simple. Save you time and money this holiday season. Whether you're looking for a quality certified pre-owned or a brand new vehicle, be sure to save yourself time and money by experiencing Midway's hassle-free advantage. Home of the big city discounts and selection without the big city hassles. Visit the Midway Auto Dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
So Sunny skies develop across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 44 for a high. North winds will also stay at about 5 to 10. Then skies will remain clear tonight with a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway getting you ready for the holidays. Check them out at thinkmidway.com. So much going on at the Midway Auto Group in Kearney. You know, maybe you want a Chrysler, Dodge, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Jeep, Ram. It's all right there for you. The finance staff at Midway will get you a low-interest car loan right here by working with a network of lenders. They make their customers' dreams of owning that new or pre-owned vehicle a reality. Get a loan that you can afford by filling out their secure finance application. You can even do it online. The Midway Auto Group treats the needs of each individual customer with paramount concern. Is that too big a word for you? That's a lot is what that means.
A lot. There you go.
Andy Griffith taught me that one. Not the original Andy, the original Midway Andy. Go by and see him today. Of course, it's hassle-free. The price of the car, price of the automobile is right there on the window. You know it's the best. They make sure it's the best for you at the Midway Auto Group. The NBA season, did we mention that that's back, and do you care?
Yeah, I care. It starts a triple header on Christmas. You know what? Yeah. This time of year, when the transition time comes, yeah, I'd like to see some of those highlights.
Andy Markowski cares. He's, I would have to say, you know, one of those people that love basketball a little more than football in the state, from the Husker Sports Network. And, of course, one of the greatest Husker basketball players of all time joins us here. What's going on, Drews?
Not much. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I got to be honest. We've been swamped with what's going on, not only with the Huskers, but what's been going on with our UNK playoffs and the high school football teams, more making it deeper than usual. Outside of Bo Spencer and you, Bell, I mean, I've got a chance to watch them play a little bit against Oregon. Tell me about this Nebraska basketball team, and have they actually scored more points in one game than it took them to do in three the last couple of years?
Yeah, certainly, they're playing a little faster offensively, which, A, is fun to watch, and B, I think it's going to give them a chance to maybe win some close games because, as you mentioned, Bo Spencer, transfer point guard, you know, just has the ability to get his own shot, get a teammate a shot, a little bit more crafty than maybe Lance Jeter in terms of offensive scoring. And then they added a JUCO wing that can really score as well, and Dylan Talley. So they can score. To me, it appears they're playing with a little bit more offensive freedom than maybe what they've played in years past. And their schedule has been good over the last week, so it's been fun to watch Nebraska basketball.
Andy, we tie up the ball game with Oregon. I got a chance to see most of the Oregon game. We were down considerably for a lot of that game, but we come back and tie it up. Tell us what you saw, the call that was made. I'm sure Doc still has nightmares about it. The game's tied. We're going to go in for a layup and go up by two. What happened there?
Well, Ubell, you know, they got Ubell with a moving screen, and, you know, I guess by rule, you can't impede another player's ability to get to the basketball while you're moving. that being said, it's certainly a call that doesn't get made in that spot that often, but, you know, you still, you know, it's disappointing, but, you know, in my opinion, they didn't make enough tough plays to win that basketball game. I mean, to come back from a double-digit deficit was promising, but, you know, at home, you make some tougher plays throughout the middle of that game. You don't put yourself in that spot, and it's a game they needed to win, but it's a long season, and they can make that one up.
See, I'd rather concentrate on the one crap call they got.
Well, Daddy, being an official that he is, wants to make sure everything.
Well, all I know, Andy, is it wouldn't have happened at Illinois. It wouldn't have happened to Michigan State. It wouldn't have happened to Wisconsin. You know, the basketball teams that have some success, I think that guy thought, well, I can make that call because it's at Nebraska. You go down
no,
to the
you're
top.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, you're right. It's something that our program has to overcome. A, you know, team referees expect you to lose, so they referee with that. You know, referees are human, so everything that we think of in the media rights, you know, they have that same perception. And the other thing that we haven't had since maybe a Teron Liu is a player that deserves a call late in the game. You know, we haven't had that one or two marquee player where, you know, if they drive, referee's going to give them a call. And, you know, you have to overcome that, and that's what Doc is fighting for in a program, and maybe a Bo Spencer is a player that maybe can get that call late that changes, you know, your program and the mentality and the identity of your program across the country.
Dan, I don't know if you saw it, but Lincoln Journal Star's got an article today about the seven players that are playing are playing plenty. They're out on the floor way too much for the style of defense which Doc wants to play. They got seven guys going right now. How many, in your mind, would Doc like to see on the floor contributing to this team's success?
Well, you know, if you remember a couple of years ago, Doc was playing 9 or 10, and he said it was too much. You know, he thought if he could get a core 7 or 8 guys that could play a lot of minutes, it would help them. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing them play with more offensive freedom. You know, that being said, I think this team is missing a kid that can play 10 to 12 minutes as the backup point guard. You know, they kind of slide Richardson into that role, and you know, he handles the ball okay, but he's not a pure point guard. So the kid you got in on your roster is Corey Hilliard, a freshman point guard that's currently injured. So, you know, for this team to be a tournament team, I think you have to slide a backup point guard in there for 10 to 12 minutes. And then I do think you need another inside guy, whether that's Neiman, that his knee can hold up and he can play 10 to 15 minutes, or Almeida's got to get healthy and fill that role. Because I do think you're talented enough, you know, with your twos, your threes, and your fours in that rotation. But you can't have kids playing. I just remember I played 28 minutes as a junior a game and didn't really feel it. In my senior year, I played 32, and just that four-minute difference, I thought, really affected my back half of my senior conference season. So you want to keep your kids under 30 minutes if you can. I just don't know if they've got the depth to do that because you have some unproven freshmen, and then you got your big kids that are battling knee injuries.
Are you sure that wasn't your increased social status during your senior year?
that might have been, but the curfew was still 1 o'clock, so that didn't affect me. So.
Andy Markowski, former Husker with the Husker Sports Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Last year at this time, you tried to sell us, and you were fairly right that Nebraska was going to be better than folks thought. Where do you see this team? Give me your thoughts on what this team is right now, going into a new conference where we know there's some really good basketball teams.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing I'm struggling with is how we transition into the Big Ten. You know, I've followed the Big Ten, but I've never sat and scouted and evaluated and watched. You know, I do think our system transfers into the Big Ten. You know, just from a defensive standpoint, kind of a half-court, you know, mentality. I still, 20 wins in the Big 12 is not good enough to get you into the tournament because you play 16 conference games. 20 wins in the Big 10 is good enough to get you in the tournament because you play 18 conference games. And I think the ceiling on this team is 20 wins. I think the basement is probably 15 or 16. And a lot of that is the question about depth. You know, can they develop a roster that you can play 8 guys, but in foul trouble situations, a sprained ankle, you know, the ability to go to 10 and not see a lot of drop-off, and I don't know if they're there yet.
Andy, this obviously then is an important stretch with the Big Ten ACC Challenge. It doesn't matter if it's not nationally televised on the major network. It's on ESPNU, and it will be talked about during the big-time games tomorrow night when they take on Wake Forest. Then Creighton, with one of their best basketball teams, got to go to Omaha in front of the lubed-up fans on Sunday that live for Creighton basketball. Then a Florida Gulf Coast team, and in the past when they made the transition from D2 to D1, that was a solid program. I haven't looked at what they have this year, and then you got TCU. You got to go down there. This is a very important 4-game stretch.
No, I agree. This, like I said, it's been a fun schedule. I mean, you know, they already played Rhode Island and USC and Oregon. Wake Forest is not great. You know, obviously we'll finish in the bottom 2 or 3 of the ACC, but it's Wake Forest. I mean, they're going to have good athletes. They just beat Texas Tech by 12. You know, so it shows them they're capable of beating a BCS team. And then, you know, in my opinion, the Creighton game is a chance to make up for the Oregon loss. You know, you kind of be neutral because I think Oregon will be a tournament team. I think Creighton will be a tournament team. If you split in the non-conference and you go 500 in the league, you're sitting very well. So their schedule is it's tougher than in years past, but this team has a maturity to fight through, and they've already proved they can win a tough road game at Southern Cal, and they're going to have to play a lot better to beat Creighton, but certainly have the toughness and the maturity to do so.
Is this Doc's best team, Andy?
I think so. I think it's a team that's capable of scoring. You know, not only we haven't had a scoring point guard. I mean, I know Lance Jeter scored, but against really good defenses, he struggled getting a shot. And I look at the maturity of Ubell, Richardson, Diaz has gotten better. Caleb Walker has gotten better. All the kids that were in the program last year, to me, have made, you know, not only strides with physical development, but with confidence. I really feel this team will be on the bubble. And then it comes down to, do you have the talent to win in that last 3 weeks of the season? Because Doc has been there two or three times, and they fade late. And, you know, to me, they need the depth to withstand an 18-game conference schedule and win the games late February, early March that can get you off the bubble and into the dance.
Last four games for the Huskers: Purdue, Michigan State, Iowa, Minnesota. Andy, I'll let you out of here with this. You know, 30,000 people would travel to a Nebraska football game. I get that. I would think Indiana would be a cool place to go to, but they're just not as good as they used to be. But give us a Big Ten nugget that you've heard. If they're going on the road, where's a cool place to play, or what's Nebraska going to encounter this first year?
Well, I coached when I was at Bowling Green. I coached at Michigan, and we played at Michigan State, and both are, you know, just great environments. I mean, what you see at Kansas, and you know, the Big 12 is a football conference. For the most part, the Big 12 South basketball schools don't draw great, with the exception of maybe Texas. The Big Ten, you're going to play in full arenas, so you know you're not going to show up on a Wednesday night and play in front of 4,000 people at Indiana and Purdue. So it's going to be a challenging, fun environment, and I'm actually going to travel to a few games just because I'm excited about the atmospheres that I have a chance to play in.
You coaching any of the little kids this winter?
Hey, I'm 4-1 on the year. We're off to the best start in Lightning youth basketball history. So it's exciting times to be a seventh grader playing with the Lincoln Lightning. So.
And the officials don't make moving screen calls with 35 seconds left in that, do they?
No, well, the problem is a lot of the officials we get don't know what a moving screen is, so it's hard to call it when they don't understand the rules of basketball. So,
Andrew, we appreciate the time, buddy.
All right, guys, take care.
Take care. Andy Markowski, former Husker, and, of course, with the Husker Sports Network. You'll see him doing some TV on NET. You'll see him doing or hear him doing some games, radio and TV as well, talking Nebraska men's basketball. Get back to me when they go into dead week. When they come back from TCU, let's see where they're at. Well, they're 4-1. They can't be worse than 8-2. I brought up the Wake Forest game because you can't lose that game. You're at home against the team that has a name that's not supposed to be very good, even though they're 4-2. And Jeff Bedzelic, who had done a great job at Air Force Colorado and now there, he is their coach, so maybe a little familiarity with their style. Then you go to Creighton. That's going to be an extremely tough game for Nebraska to win at Creighton on Sunday afternoon. That's one that will find the middle TV with all the NFL going on.
Well, it's normally one of those games you think, well, Nebraska's at least as good, probably better talent-wise. This year, probably not the case.
Exactly. So we'll see what happens with all of that. Coming up.
Well, Andy Markowski, fed by our friends at Burger King, like all the guests here on the Doug and Daddy Show, are Doug. The original chicken sandwich. Two of them for $4. Same with the breakfast croissant sandwich or biscuit sandwich. All morning long, burgers are available. It's Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte.
Daddy Stan wants to know if there's any chance of Turner Gill joining the Nebraska staff.
I would think that would be a long, long shot.
But how about that tweet yesterday? You got to be careful, people, social media. That Bo Pelini had interviewed for the job, and it was like a credible source. I mean, Jeff Rapp, is that his name, out of Ohio, put it up. He tweets it. It's on his website. Then he has to pull it down because he goes, well, apparently I was wrong. Sip got the chance to at least get a comment from Bo. Says, I can only imagine. If it didn't happen, I mean, it's just like out of the blue. It's like, it'd be like calling Bo today going, Bo, did you interview at UCLA? Really? No!
First of all, and Tom Osborne, and then he reports that they had this verbal confrontation. So everybody's like,
can you imagine Tom Osborne having a verbal confrontation with Bo Pelini, first of all? Second of all, anywhere that anybody could see it or hear it?
Bo, calm down. I can't imagine Tom Osborne ever raising his voice about Tom. Just calm down. Tom. Bo. Calm down.
You think he calls him Bo or Mark?
That's interesting. Marcus, enough. That's enough.
Let's walk by the waterfall and calm down.
Marcus, cool it.
Coming up, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've also got some great news to bring you from the Huskers. We told you a little bit about football. The all-conference volleyball is out. We'll let you know who made it from the Huskers. All come up. Stay with us.
Tuition is expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
What could be better than a sandwich from Subway? A free one. Get a free 6-inch sandwich when you buy a 6-inch sandwich before 9 a.m. this November only. From the bacon, egg, and cheese to the turkey breast. It's everything you'd expect from the sandwich experts. Hurry in by 9 a.m. to score your free sandwich. Subway. Eat fresh.
Free sandwich of equal or lesser price. Price and participation may vary. Plus tax or applicable. Additional charge for extras. Limit one per customer per visit. Not good with any other coupon offers, discount cards, or value meals.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now and winning? If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Sunny skies develop across the area today with temperatures topping off at about 44 for a high. North winds will also stay at about 5 to 10. Then skies will remain clear tonight with a low near 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 37.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. And Dominican Sue, what do you think? I think Colin Cowherd's way offline with wanting 4 weeks. He's just, again, trying to get people to listen. That's all he's doing. That's what irritates me. People say, I turn Jim Rome, I mean, which is a 50-50 deal. Cowherd is that way with me. Sometimes he just says stuff that he knows is going to irritate. He's saying stuff that I don't think he truly believes. He's just saying stuff to stir the pot.
You do that at times.
Well, I'm sure we all, well...
You just want...
Not as much as some people.
Okay, fair enough. You're good. That's a great point, Chet.
But I mean,
no, you're right.
If it wasn't Ndamukong Suh, and maybe that's part of the deal. I mean, he has been fined, but has who's the guy from Pittsburgh that keeps getting fined?
Yeah,
has he ever been suspended?
But all that's happening between the whistles. I wish that he would have just said, you know what, things got hot in the pile. I lost my head. I don't know what I was thinking. Call the guy. I'm sorry, buddy.
Well, you can't suspend the guy for a post-game press conference.
Well, you can suspend him for saying stupid things when you got – I didn't shoot the guy. Well, we got 8 cameras that show you pulling the trigger 38 times and blowing the guy away. Sorry, Indomicon, we've got different evidence. We've got 18 different camera angles on Thanksgiving. I mean, I don't. His explanation made no sense after the game. Like he's hallucinating. I mean, I just can't believe you come out of there and we've got a buddy that about 3 months ago said, you know, I think it was when he tried to tear Andy Dalton's head off. He said, you know, I said, well, I didn't realize he had the ball. And I kind of stood up for him for a while. And he said, I'm starting to think the guy's a big bully. And after the other day, it's like, I'm kind of starting to go to the bully side of things. I know he's stronger than everybody else. I know he's faster than a lot of guys. You're playing the best team in the NFL there, though, tough guy. I just think relax a little. I mean, he's trying to twist the guy's face mask and rip his head off on the ground, and then he gets up and stomps on him. I just don't understand.
This one is addressed kind of towards you. After listening to Daddy whine about this bad call that would never have gone against a traditional basketball power, I guess I finally understand how the Nebraska football team gets all those breaks from the officials. So there you go. Dent Popper Inbox, home of the Armor Lining. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to do Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in just a moment, so get ready at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Is he talking about the A&M Nebraska game a year ago? What? I don't even know what he's talking about.
I don't know. Relax, folks. It's Christmas time. Mike and the gang going to take care of you at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance, wherever you might be. They are there for you, brucefurniture.com. They're on Facebook, as so many of the great folks are, to give you even more insight into what's going on at their store. Maybe you're from out of town. All you have to do is get on the web and see some of the great deals. That way you're prepared and you can see what you want when you stop into Bruce Furniture, maybe when you come into town on Thursday or this weekend to go shopping or Christmas shopping. And what would be better for the guy that has everything? You can't have enough comfortable recliners, and they've got them there for you at Bruce Furniture. No after the sale add-ins or add-ons, no fine print, and they would deliver anything in their store to wherever you want today, if that's what you want, tomorrow, if that's what you want, next week, if that's what you want. Don't worry, folks. They're there to help you. Free delivery, same day, on any in-store merchandise at Bruce Furniture. Did you find that?
No. I'm about ready to throw this thing out the window.
Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. 5 Nebraska volleyball players were honored this morning as all Big Ten teams were announced. Nebraska and Penn State had a league-best 3 first-team honorees. Lauren Cook, Gina Mancuso, and Hannah Worth were on the first team. Morgan Brokhouse and Brooke Delano received honorable mention accolades. Bridget Root selected as the Sportsmanship Award honoree. Jared Crick got that for the football side of things, so that's pretty cool as well. It was Worth and Delano's second straight all-conference honors. The Huskers open the NCAA tournament Thursday night against Jackson State out of the SWAC. Let's do it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Daddy, would you chuckle if UCLA upset Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game and then he's already fired? New guys will make it the rounds this morning.
There's a better chance of me scoring in that football game than that happening.
Let's go to the phone line.
What's the number on that? 31? Is that what you said the other day?
Yeah, Oregon's
is that really
favored by 31.
I didn't know. When somebody said that the other night, I didn't know if they were serious or they just threw out a
31.
Absolutely large number.
31. Who would you take? Well, we'll wait for your pick on Friday.
I would take I would not take UCLA, I'll tell you that.
If you've not won in the last 2 months, you're eligible for
Troutman's. Against teams with winning records, not against rated teams. They put up Rick Neuheisel statistics. Against teams with winning records, he's 3-25. So every one of those wins came against very, very bad teams, except for 3 of them, and those might not have been all that great.
Those are Callahan numbers. Anyway, let's get to the phone lines here. Who are we chatting with?
This is Brad.
Brad, here we go. This is Nebraska football. Is that okay? Will that be okay with you?
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Brett Maher named the all-conference kicker and punter for the Big Ten yesterday. Who is the last Nebraska punter to be named All-Conference?
I can't remember his last name. I know his first name was Dan, is the guy I'm wanting to say. Dan Haydenfeld.
Ooh,
no, good guess. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Ken.
Okay, Brett Maher, all-conference punter, all-conference place kicker. Who is the last Nebraska place kicker to be named all-conference?
Alex Henry.
As amazing as this is, that's the trick question of the day. That is incorrect. Alex Henry was never the Big 12 place kicker of the year. And what was that last year? He wouldn't have went down in the books of even existing because he couldn't get an award.
Yeah,
it was incredible. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Lorne,
who was Nebraska's before Maher? Who was the last punter named All Conference?
Let's go, Kyle Larson, maybe.
Oh, absolutely correct.
A little carny right there.
Hey Lauren, I had my NFL question waiting in reserve, and I just get within three of this number. Last Thursday night, the Harbaughs, brother and brother, coached against one another. How many sets of brothers are there playing in the National Football League?
I would say 9.
That would be incorrect. There are 14 sets of brothers playing. On active rosters.
Hey, Lauren, hang on the line. And
9 to 4, that'd be 5, Lauren.
It doesn't matter. He's already a winner.
All right, Lauren.
You don't have to feel better about yourself, Daddy, by making fun of our caller.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lauren.
That's exactly right. Well, whatever. Hang on the line, and Mary will get you hooked up. $25 gift card for Troutman's. Don't forget, folks, holiday time, bowl time, Christmas party time. They've got everything you need, from the meat and deli trays to get your turkeys, get your smoked hams, get your gift certificates. Makes a great meal for the person that has everything. There it is at Troutman's.
I'm just looking down these names. Some of them I don't even think you've heard of. The Abdullahs, Hamza and Hussein, Jordan and Jonathan Babineau, Marion and Dominique Barber, Dustin and Britton Colquitt, Vernon Vontae David, Chris and Rob Gronkowski, EJ and Aaron Henderson, John and Pierre Jerry, DeJuan and LaRon Landry, Eli and Peyton Manning, Clay and Casey Matthews, Devin and Jason McCourty, Paul and Pat McQuistion, Marquise and Mike Pouncey. 14 brothers.
Did you pick Jacksonville to go to the playoffs?
Did I?
We got to look at that this week, too, Merritt. That's a lot more fun. We'll do that later on in the week. Coming up tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. Oh, and Hastings basketball, congratulations. They are 7-0 on the women's side. They have beaten 4 ranked teams. We made a big deal that they'd been ranked in the preseason poll, which started in 1999. This was the first year they weren't. Well,
good job. Good job, Smucks.
They weren't ranked in the preseason, but the first regular season poll, they're 5th in the country. Hastings College soccer team, the men won yesterday, so they'll play tomorrow at 12 noon in the quarters, and the women got beat 2-0. Did you have something?
No. Daddy did not pick Jacksonville to win.
I want to look at this real close because we did bring it up. Let's just see how we're doing. Daddy had Dallas, they're leading the East.
Good.
Green Bay, good. They're winning the North. New Orleans, they're winning the South.
Good.
And San Francisco. Nice. So you're 4-for-4. Now let's look at your wild cards. Minnesota.
Not good.
Carolina.
Not good.
That's bad. In the AFC, the Jets in the East. Cincinnati in the North. Which surprisingly is right there. Indianapolis in the South. Wait a minute. Did we both pick that? And San Diego in the West. Your wild cards are Tennessee and Baltimore.
Missing the Steelers, aren't I?
You have Dallas over the Jets in the Super Bowl. You've got all kinds of stuff written down over here. Is that what you took?
No, I took.
Yeah, I think that's what you took. Did. I have Dallas and Baltimore in the Super Bowl. Good job, Doug. Are you sure these are this year's? I think this is last year. I didn't pick Dallas this year.
No, I've got Atlanta.
Yeah, this, you know, Merritt. merit.
Whoop. Yeah.
God, no wonder you look so good. Let's get out of here. That's a great way to end the show today. By the way, at some point on the show this week, I don't care, we'll drive over there and force them onto a phone, but we would like to thank the rest of the chumps in the Hastings Tribune Pick'em contest for bowing down to our greatness again this year, as Doug and Daddy once again win the championship of predicting the high school and college football game.
Now, they gave us the key to the city last year, so what will this year's prize be?
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe the athletic directors, you know, Alexander and Aarons and Holiday, or maybe Ian Roberts over at Hastings College. Maybe it's a small parade. Maybe it's an outstanding meal. Maybe a statue or a bust of you outside of the Hastings Tribune.
Erected,
something,
if you will.
Something for the pigeons to sit on, yes, during the summertime.
Erected, if you will.
Then, yeah, and if we won't. Noah Keller, Kearney High grad and outstanding linebacker from Ohio, getting ready to play in the MAC Championship, joined us on the show today, as did UNK football coach Daryl Morris and Andy Markowski to talk Husker basketball from the Husker Sports Network. Tomorrow on the show, our Loper Link, Adam Rittenberg. He is your Big Ten blogger. We'll talk about Urban Meyer, what will happen with Illinois and Ron Zook, and all that's going on in the Big Ten. Also tomorrow, we're going to preview the high school wrestling season with Ross Halford of HuskerMat.com. And if you miss any of our shows or any of the high school football playoff games, state volleyball, it's all there on our podcast, ESPNSuperStation.com. Have a solid and fine day, Daddy.
Goodbye, my friends.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.